to trouble, born to trouble. As surely as the spark flying upward. Have you experienced this verse yet? Or do you believe this verse is correct? But regardless, right, how you interpret this verse, it's there. So how are you going to handle this? There are so many questions, right? And there are so many possible answers. And it all come into all so many W, right? Who, when, what, where, and Moses, why, and how. So if we go into the every single event there, and we say the right answer to handle that, then we say you have wisdom. If you do it right. But this is based on the action, right? But before that, you have to remember one thing. We are talking about an unpleasant situation. It could be a trouble, could be a calamity, could be a very, very heartbroken event there. So, number one is, how solid is your heart? Are you going to let that failure or disappointment to capture you? Will you be discouraged all the way through? Or somehow in this crucial event, moment, you will still find hope, love, to able to carry you out, to keep on encouraging you to go in, face on, and stand up from the ashes if you already fall down. So this is the wisdom we are talking about. It's not only the worldly wisdom. Don't get me wrong, those are important. But here is more. Your heart, your faith, your love, your strength. How wise are you? How do you build yourself? Spiritual wisdom has three domains. From my viewpoint, there's a going, there's a listening, and there's a doing part. So there are three parts involved here. We're going to go through that. We probably don't have the time to go through everyone. We'll only focus on doing today. So if you have the Bible with you, please turn to the Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. And today we're going to derive the passage from verse 46 to 49. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 and 49. Please read along with me. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hear my word, and put them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the torrent struck the house, but could not shake it because it was well built. And he continued. But the one who hears my word and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. Its destruction was complete. So this is a verse, right, that Jesus said to wrapping up the sermon on the mountain. And we're going to base on this, right, to derive out this spiritual wisdom. So this is a question Jesus asked and challenging us, say, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but you do not do what I say? This is very harsh to some extent. And this is the question we should ask ourselves all the time. Who is your Lord? Who will you call as your Lord? If Jesus Christ is your Lord, what does it mean to you? And that's exactly right Jesus is asking today. Are we willing to call him Lord? Well, if not, then basis, we need to talk. But here we are assuming, yes, you are calling Jesus as the Lord. You accept and invited him, right, to be your Lord. Pastor Philip told me and gave me a book, say, not merely a thing. Right. So this is the one. Sometimes, verbally, we say, yes, Jesus, you are our Lord. You are my Lord. I will follow you all the way through. Yes, that's good. But we don't really practice out what Jesus teaches us. There are so many important, right, verses, right? Jesus really say, this is important, this is important. You have to do it in all to experience it. And those will become yours. But we don't do that. Generally, we just say, oh, praise the Lord, right? And we don't really physically, right, to carry it out, put them into practice. We're going to talk about this. And Jesus say, according to him, for everyone who come to him and hear his word and put them into practice, right? And Jesus is going to show us, right, what they are like. So we are talking about a genuine disciple, the true believer. We have to keep coming. We have to keep listening. And most importantly, we keep doing. We keep practicing. We keep doing all the things, right? Apply them out. Those are the key. And Jesus continued with a very clear image, right? Very simple one. He said, it's just like a man, a builder, building a house, right? He dug down deep and laid the foundation, right, on rock. Why? Because Jesus say, when the flood came, the torrent gonna struck the house, but could not shake it because it was well built. So this is exactly echoed to this hymn we just sing. In his love, we will build a solid foundation and it won't be shaken. Right? We just sing. So this is what Jesus meant. But this involves some effort. You have to really apply it out. So wise builder, this is, you know, echo in the Matthew. Matthew defined this kind of builder as wise. So we are building a house. Everybody, right? Came to the Jesus, right? You are building a house suitable for God and Jesus to live in. We are combined as a temple of God. So we are building ourselves, right, as a living stone, as a house suitable for divine to come in. So are you suitable for God to live in, the holy and almighty God? Withstand a flood is not a big deal. Assume you have almighty God living within you. And funny thing is, right, when Jesus says that, you have to find the right site. And this particular site is really very hard to build a house. It's a rock, rocky place. But when you find it, you have to begin to dig in. That takes effort, right? They don't have the machine like we have right now. You have to do it by hand. Or with some mechanical, yes. Effort. And this effort will keep going deep. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. You have to dip down, all the way down. Why? Because you're going to lay a solid foundation in that way. Then whatever you build above this foundation will attach to it this solid, firmly things. Make it unshakable. It's not just listening. There's a beating part involved in every moment of life. Just like this, we talked about it before. In the Luke chapter 5, Jesus particularly, right, telling the disciple, two disciples, he said, put out into the deeper water that the net for a catch. Trust and obey. Don't get me wrong. I have my doubt. I have my issue. But God will handle accordingly. But one thing is that you have to put your trust when you call Jesus as your Lord. It means something more than just verbally confession. The meaning that you have to surrender and follow. To some extent, you have to obey. Even obey in this way. That those two disciples, they say, oh, Master, I know you are not quite a fisherman, because they knew his half-father was a carpenter. So he say, we've been walking hard all night, and we are professional fishermen. And we had caught nothing, even all effort during the night. But, here is a but. But because you say so, I will let down the net. Because God says so. So when God says something, right, what does that mean to you? Oh, wow. It just doesn't fit. It won't work. You know, the people around me. You know, how harsh I am. That's 2,000 years ago. Now it's modern USA with a different leader, different president. All the world is changing, right? To be better, maybe so. So when God is asking this, right? Put down your net into a deeper water, even you already spent whole night without any catching. Will you follow and obey? Jesus said it very clear. But the one who hears my word and does not put them into practice is lying. Vain only. Don't get me wrong, those people, right, still some belief to some extent. They still lie to go to Jesus. They still lie to hear what he's talking, preaching. But they do not do what he teaches. They won't do it. So Jesus say, define this kind of people. He say, same. A man who built a house, but it's on the ground without a foundation. And guess what? When the moment the torrent struck the house, same. Different result. It will collapse. Now it's a past tense. So it's already done deal. Collapse. And the destruction will be great, will be complete. So Jesus using a very, daily living image, right, to contrast this wisdom. One wise, one is foolish. Foolish builder, still building a house, but cannot withstand the flood. still on the rocky side, but he don't dig the hole. He won't go in deep. He won't lay a solid foundation because the ground seems very solid. You don't need an effort. You can build the way you like. You don't care about what's underneath. And Jesus makes a very, very unique, right, harsh sentence for those people. Just merely hear. He says, away from me, all you evildoer. Evildoer, it doesn't mean they are really doing evil. At that particular moment, Jesus kind of say, you guys are not really listening to me and do accordingly to my word, the one from God. You have to make your effort, right? But those people, right, kind of, you know, talk back. And this is in Luke chapter 13. He say, but Lord, our teacher, we ate and drink with you. And we always, right, come to your preaching, right, whenever you taught in our street. Yeah. And that's exactly right. Jesus responded to them. And they make it clear as a contract, as a goal, as an aim, as the demand. Make every effort to enter the narrow door. Narrow door. Spiritual wisdom do not attain comprehensive. Spiritual wisdom is only can be attained through those people not only going to Jesus, not only hearing it, but willing to really give it a try. Really want to put them into the practice no matter what the outcome be. That's a faith. All about. So point is very simple. It's not only who and where that matter, but also how. Are you really going to the shortcut way? And building your life, your house around appearing solid ground? Are you allowed to listen and really carry it out? Dig down to a bad, really rocky place. It's not easy. Jesus meaning it's not easy. But that's exactly what Jesus is aiming. Spiritual wisdom is coming from foundation. You have to have the good foundation first. And you decide where and how and who you're going to build this foundation. But remember, Jesus said, in the life, they always have a stroke of the torrent coming from the thought. It will try to knock you down. Turn you all over, distract you, right? That's life, to some extent. But Jesus also made it clear. Come into me, listen to me, and put my word into practice. So you're thinking this is easy? You have to understand, right, what's the Sermon on the Mount again? Word to abide. Jesus said, do justice. Easy, right? Just justice. We judge people. But he also said with a mercy for her. Okay, I have the mercy. I send you to the, whatever prison you deserve. And I act with a good measure, right? Okay, in the prison, we provide you food and drink, treat you still as a decent person. And we lead them, right, to rebuild them, make them fit for the society. And hopefully they will come out and be a produce a good person, right? Become a good person and benefit the society. But this is not Jesus talking about. No. This is a world standard. There's a standard coming from the divine, the upper one. Jesus said, no, do the justice and do the way as you would have them do to you in the divine way. Not like the, you know, coyote did to the roadrunner, not like Tom did to the Jerry. No, not this kind. The kind is with the merciful embedded. The merciful like our God in the heaven. Demand a lot. And he say, no reservation. You have to do with your whole passion to give and to sacrifice involved there. And it's a divine embedded. For those enemy, for those who hate you, who those mistreat you, who those people keep hurting you, and they might rob you or exploit you. How do you do the justice accordingly? To God's word, to what Jesus wants us to complete. You want this. Enemy you love. People you hate, you do good to them. They curse you, you bless them. Mistreat you, you pray for them. People thinking I'm disappointing you, hurting you, you turn, you don't give up. You try to bring them into the right path. Even the people thinking I'll not appreciate whatever you're doing for them, you don't withhold. Even you're thinking all this is such a waste, they are just exploring my goodness. But Jesus said, keep on giving. Are you? That's not talking about to the enemy, just talking about to your loved one. Are you able to do this? Giving, providing, offering, and keep on doing that. This is hard. Don't get me wrong. Foundation effort is tremendous. And this is a request from God. Pause there. Surely there's a people really hurting you. Surely there are wicked people around us. There's harsh moment and people will trigger that. We really want to squeeze them. But Jesus said, don't do that. Don't judge them. Don't even condemn them. It's not you to judge. It's not you to condemn. Maybe they deserve all this judging, all this condemning, but that's not your task. The foundation you're building is based on that love. The same love, right? Jesus walking to the cross, nail it on the cross and say, forgive them, Father, because they don't know what they are doing. This is kind of forgiving and this kind of gift, right? Jesus is talking about. Is that easy? I don't know. I'm just being honest. It's so hard for me. It's so hard for me. But this is what Jesus requested. And he said, with the good measure, quality, quantity, and the way you deliver them in a good way. You keep giving, no matter what's the feedback. And you deliver in tiny manner, abundantly. And then you wrap it up. Say, don't be blind. Don't follow the blind. And don't lead people in blindness. Like this. When the calamity came, right, hit you so hard, right, and your head spin, you're totally, right, off your place, and you become blind to some extent. Are you going to attach your hand to the one in front of you, and you're going to lead the one behind you in blindness? Are you? Misstep is there. It's very risky and dangerous, right, if you're doing it this way. Where is your direction? And that's exactly right. When we're facing a difficult time in life, where you find the right counsel? Are you going to follow the world? Everybody probably have a different opinion. Or are you going to come back to your solid foundation? It's not easy. But God says it's so clear. You, follow me. And I will make you, right, become the fisherman of men. You are doing different kind of doing, different kind of application. But you have the obligation. God already knows what he has in mind for you. Be good, be bad. Whether you are familiar, whether you are unfamiliar with all the things, the tasks, the challenges ahead, God says, follow me, and I will make you. Is God make us? But we have to build on the right foundation, got the right wisdom. Most important is, right, we have to have a good heart there. Whatever we store in there have to be good. It will show, it will shine. And we have to remember our spiritual integrity there. We don't want to be hypocrite. We don't want to produce a bad fruit for ourselves and for those people who love, that love us, that counting on us. They really build their trust upon us. So we have to do some self-cleaning there, self-exam there. How we are feeding ourselves? Are we feeding the right one? Are we building our life on the right foundation? This is what Jesus is talking about. And it's echoed pretty well, right, into the Old Testament, Micah. Do justice in the rightful way. Love the mercy. Be merciful. Most important, you have to humble yourself, right, to walk with our God. It's very simple. But have you really put them into practice? Especially when a hard time hit you? So there's two men, two builders. One building a house, the other the same. So they keep building. One, they both find a rocky place. One say, wow, my foundation is there. One say, yeah, I'm going to figure it out and we're going to dig deep, right? And they build a house. Then what? Challenging come. Tough time come. Flood come. And they struck the house. And the result, one collapse. Destruction was complete. And the other, still within the house, well-built house. A story, right? So easy. So which way will you build? Which way will you build? Jesus is exactly asking the same question. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? And do not do what I say. So this concludes our today's speech. Today. Spiritual wisdom. Be a genuine disciple. You go in to Jesus. You listen to his word. And you're doing what he teaches. Very simple, very direct, There's no mistaken possibility here. You go in, you listen, you do it. And that's what I call is really experience the God. As a preacher, I tried to be a minister for Jesus, for our Lord God. It's not easy. Don't get me wrong, I'm really learning. And I'm far away from the standard Jesus set for me. But I'm really learning, especially in the doing part. And I'm in the seminary right now. And from time to time, I look around all this to come minister or pastor. They do have their life is somehow is more difficult than what I can comprehend before I went there. But somehow there is passion in their life, and they got their difficulty, and they have their doubt. But one thing is really inspired me is that their passion to burn. I know they are really in our standard, they are really living in a property. And one of the female ministers, she say one day in a prayer, "Oh God, thank you because you make my life is so hard. And even I successfully earned a degree here, you are going to humble me. Give me a top church to serve and make my life so miserable with such a low income. For this, I praise you and thank you." And the other say, in the sharing, he say, "Oh God, I really want to give up. My heart condition is just cannot withstand all this demanding from the academic and also the requests from the church. I barely to make a year, and there's a 2 more years to come. Merciful God, let me go back." Generally, you don't listen to this prayer if I go out. But unfortunately, right, I've been spending the time with them. I knew what they meant. That's when God wants me to run. That's why the life, the world still have the hope. No matter who is leading the nation, no matter who is leading, disrupting the world, there's always a hope. And we are His chosen one. And we're going to give ourselves answer to the calling Jesus challenging us. Are you calling me Lord, Lord? And doing exactly what I ask you to do. This is a challenging question. We're going to carry out, and nobody but you can resolve this question. So let's bow our head. We pray to God. Dear God, dear Lord, we call you Lord, we call you God. We come to you so often, we are really worship you, and we are really follow you. By this time we do know life is not that easy. We do know there will be flawed. Every torrent keeps striking me, striking us, striking the loved one we have. We really need this spiritual wisdom. We really need to surrender ourselves and to follow you and to carry your word and put that into practice. We do know in you we have hope. We do know in you we have trust. We do know in you we have everything we need, but we just have to apply them out. And I guess this is exactly what you are asking us. We don't merely confess you in our mouth. We really let you outgrow from our heart. You are our solid foundation. You are the only path to the life, to the eternal. We are so grateful that you've chosen us to become your believer, but build us up. Let us know you are the foundation we need. And in you, we have a future. So help us, God. Let us can really exalt your name. Let us can get your approval and glorify in the days to come, from now to forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.